This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
That's the word that's used to describe how you and I are to treat our hearts. We're to guard our heart, which means to protect it, to keep it safe, and we're to guard our heart because, you see, it says that everything comes out of your heart. It's the wellspring of life. Let's bring up a scripture from Mark 7. This was out of our series in Mark. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean. Who said that? Jesus. That's who said that. Everything that comes out of life comes out of your heart, the seat of your emotions, your personality. That's what that term means. It means your mind and soul, your personality. And the first thing the proverb writer says, above all else, and one commentator said it's the only time that he could find in the Bible where those words are used, above all else, guard your heart. Some of you remember a TV show, or you may still watch it. It's called Entertainment Tonight. A guy that hosted that show for 10 years was named John Tesh. He's now a musician. He has CDs out, a keyboard player, and he's also a believer. I want you to listen to what he says about this phrase, guard your heart. We pay a lot of attention to our bodies regarding health and nutrition. Yet how much attention do you pay to the health of your emotional and spiritual life? At first, the scripture, guard your heart, seems pretty self-explanatory until you start to dig deeper and realize this is not a suggestion, it's a warning. It's an admonition. Our hearts are the wellspring of life, and you know what happens when a wellspring is contaminated by impurity, sickness, even death for those who depend on the water for their sustenance. If you don't guard the purity of your heart, you risk losing your life. With all the madness and craziness that's available to you today on television, on the newsstand, in movies, on billboards, on the internet, not guarding your heart can lead you horribly astray. He said, I've known the scripture most of my adult life, but it never came into focus until we had a child. Having a child in the house or in your car suddenly makes you hypersensitive to everything. That guy's driving too fast. Those teenagers are cursing. That magazine cover in that store is disgusting. And when your new sensitivity alarm starts blaring, you're struck with the realization that somewhere along the way you stop noticing all the inappropriate material in the world. You got used to it. You got used to it. This is a great illustration. He talks about the movie The Untouchables. Remember that movie about Elliot Ness, who in Chicago was the federal agent who took down Al Capone and sent him to prison? According to John Tesh in the movie, there's a line where Elliot Ness says he's describing how his purity of himself has been impacted by having to chase down Al Capone, and he said, I have become what I have beheld. I have become what I have beheld. Distracted by the prize of putting Capone behind bars, Ness uses tactics he would have never considered before engaging Capone. He became that which he despised, mostly because he spent every waking hour and many sleeping hours gazing straight at it. Tell me what you think about all the time, and I'll tell you what you'll become. Tell me what dominates your thinking and your thought processes at night, and I'll tell you what you will become, because we do become like that which we behold. John Tesh said, I worked for Entertainment Tonight for 10 years. Don't get me wrong. It's not my intention to play the self-righteous card or to bite the hand that fed me for 10 years. I only mean to point out that while I lived in that world, I surrendered my heart to it.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.